Buddhist, because I was told some didn't have a chance to revert back to five precepts this morning. Maybe now we will have a very simple puja so that you all can revert back. Okay, let us compose our mind. Develop the faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the evening chanting of renewal of the five precepts. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Guan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Guan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Guan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo A Mi Tho Fo. Namo A Mi Tho Fo. Namo A Mi Tho Fo. Namo Yao Si Fo.南无药师佛，南无药师佛，南无弥勒佛，南无弥勒佛，南无弥勒佛，南无地藏菩萨，南无地藏菩萨，南无地藏菩萨，南无佛菩萨，南无佛菩萨，南无佛菩萨。Arahang sama sambuddho bhagavan buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa Namo attassa bhagavatoArahato sama sambuddhassa Namo attassa bhagavato Arahato sama sambuddhassa Buddhang saranang gacchami Dhammang saranang gacchami Sanghang saranang gacchamiDutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang GacchamiTatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Kamesu michacharaManisika padang samadhiyami Mosawada viramanisika padang samadhiyami Surameraya majapamadatana Viramanisika padang samadhiyami Sadhu, sadhuSadhu. Okay, let us pay homage to Triple Gem. Buddhang Pujhemi. Dhammang Pujhemi. Sanghang Pujhemi. Okay, you all can be seated. What we are doing is we will have ourMeditation. I will give you about 35 minutes. So make full use of the balance of time where you can get to meditate. Okay, you all can slowly mindfully come out of the meditation. So today is the 29th August 2024. We are on day 7. Tomorrow is our last day. So tonight we will continue with our formal introduction and personal sharing. So this one you don't have to worry, you just introduce yourself. What's your name, where are you from, then how long have you been in contact with the Dhamma, and how you started. If you want to share, you can share. And how you come to know about a retreat for new people or old people, you also can share, so that you all can have the understanding of why everyone is different. Okay. So, Pamasri, you have got anything more?
Okay, I continue from there. Other than that, I took along the Bratio's book during the retreat.
Oh, sadhu.
I reported to Bratio already. The meaning's very clear and it assimilates.
Yeah. And once you go through that type of retreat, you read, you can understand. Yeah, your mind has calmed down. Like when you're watching the cloud, you are in a relaxed state, sankhara not bothering you. So you can actually observe. But your habitual tendency to perceive the cloud and the shape, but after that, no more. Then you can know that awareness come back. Then the image appear again, the mundane mind, through memory. So this is the beginning. So once you have this, you read, you can understand up to certain level. But you want to develop like most of the Kayamita who has detected the gateway, you need to stabilize that awareness. What is important is different people different, okay? For my personal training, if you are going to develop the understanding, actually it's not much point in going into this type of tranquil setting for too long. Understand? Because what I came to know is a lot of cultivators who go into this too long, then they become dependent on this. Without this tranquil setting, their mind cannot settle down. So always remember, the best is to do it in the midst of life. The daily mindfulness must stabilize in the midst of life. But what you have attained is not bad. But don't become dependent on it as well. Then your memory will tell you, oh, when I was this Ling Chiu son, I can go to the retreat, the mind, what. All this description is from memory. Of course, sometimes if you have the parami, you may go deep into it, then it helps you. Like what song did at Ajahn Anand there? Yeah? What is the name of the temple, Ajahn? Wat Macam. So you can connect there, then it's very good. Then you come out, you become different. But you just experience the slight shift and other things, which is also good. But don't become reliant on this type of setting to settle down. Well, if you take so long to settle down, means your training is not really, the understanding is there. If the understanding is there, you settle down very fast. Like what I share, the four support. The first three, you do it correctly, you settle down very fast. Like Cindy, they all want. But don't get me wrong, you can go, no problem. Because that is your affinity. Like I said just now, because your way is that way. So you will go back to that way first one. But don't worry. The moment you try and develop the new understanding, when you stabilize, you will understand, like a lot of Kayamita. So that is the understanding you must develop. Anyway, we rejoice with a good sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. He has improved a lot, like I explained the kitchen issue or no. Well, it's reflected in your life. Understand? Then she has become very different. Because there was one incident, I forgot what is it. She also affected, no? Then of course she asked for forgiveness and also cried. But it's okay, understand? Because these are habitual tendency from the past. So they will come on. And like Xuan Hua say, they are your good knowing advisor. Because without that, you will not strive and you will not change. Understand?
Yes, Bratio, after that incident, actually, I would like to ask for forgiveness from Bratio again. Actually, after that incident, after Brother Teo explained to me, I really contemplated and I see my habitual tendency.
Yeah.
And
because
I will
you were very lucky because your karmic is very good. The next Thursday class, you remember?
Yeah.
I share on that. No? It so happened got condition.
Yes.
No, I share.
Then
I said, don't be rigid. Understand? Otherwise, you reach it, you sure react on. You sure
then,
stir your mind.
Then I really, I really embrace that incident.
Yeah.
I would say I embrace.
Yeah.
Because
that one will
I come
you.
Out of
yeah.
it. I managed to come out of it, and I managed to see my habitual tendency.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The next time the thing come. Not that particular kaya nimita, other kaya nimita.
You know how to resolve.
I know
how
to resolve already. I really embrace that incident. Thank you, Bratio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bratio, and a thousand million apology for
don't worry.
For that incident.
That one, my nature understand. No problem. But what I saw was, I had to let you clear. But luckily, your karmic is good. Because the next Thursday at his house, at her house, that topic came out. And I actually supposed to explain, but because I remember, good for her, that is condition, so I actually say a few more things to make it clear to Papa Suri.
Actually, when it happened that time, it's really not my intention. It just jumped out like that because
it has been accumulated so long
already.
No, it is her past habitual tendency. But for her, you agree with her already, you don't try to go against the thing. I'm sure a lot of people will feel very unhappy. Because when she talked to me, she said, Pretty old agree already, you want to. Then I try to explain to her, I said, thing is just the way it is, let things be, don't want. But that time, not listening, because that emotion is very strong. And she has that past. That's why I said, Brother Teo earlier on, find it not easy to actually understand her. But Brother Teo very patient. The first month after he managed to get Brother Teo to attend the Thursday class, I think Brother Teo and Pama Sui, they all invite me and my wife for a dinner. Then Brother Sui An and Mi Fong also there. First thing, the time I just know Brother Teo, I think not long, I think less than a month. The day he come to the class, then I came to know Pak Mas Suriha. But after that, I don't have any interaction. Then at the dinner, Brother Teo talked to me alone. Brother Teo, thank you so much. Huh? I said, thank you. You make my life better now. So that was a good one. Then after that, I know already their relationship will improve. That's why now, very good. Yeah, and they already established that big cable again. Because they really meant for each other. But since that distance passed until now, that condition, you know, sometimes you take your spouse for granted. Take for granted, sure got a bit of friction. But Pratty very patient. Pratty really very patient. Then finally, she also become different. That's why Pratim realized, after Pamasri attend my Thursday class and Tuesday class, she changed. She become like more understanding. But the habit tendency to Brother Tim can. But sometimes also fa pichi, of course. But to others, you don't step on her tail. Because that one is a habit tendency. Come out. So, Fa Chan Sifu teach you correct, Develop the training and observe your side, yourself. Then note the mental intention. Kai zhou cai zhou, bu kai zhou, bu yao zhou. That is what it is. Then go into life. go into life, understand or not?
Brother, after that incident, actually, I learned that you not only have to accept what is happening, you have to accept yourself.
Yeah.
Accept self-acceptance.
Because you are what you are from past habitual tendency you stir. That is not the real you. That is the deluded you in the past, understand? And he has become habitual tendency. Sometimes when you hold on to that view so strongly, it's like you make aditan, understand? Without you knowing, you know, that this one crossed the line already, understand? You will tell yourself, anybody who do this to me, cross the line already, understand? Just like I tell my brother, you remember? I don't like people to lie. I say, you remember that? The moment he lied, I tell him, oh. But for me, there was no anger, understand? And for me, I know it's to teach him. If he don't wake up, like the Buddha say, you go and count him yourself, lah, the fifth way, lah, that's all. After teaching you all this, I cannot really, that's why I chase him out of the house. Understand? Doesn't mean that I don't have compassion. I don't have love, understand? Well, I understand, this is karmic. He will not change unless some you need to knock hard on. That's why a lot of Karimita already told me, say, hey, Brother Teo, actually lucky, you can be knocked by him. No? Understand? Otherwise, choy later ngong, understand? Why should I knock?
Yes, true. When Brother Teo knock, Brother Teo really knock hard. It's knock inside the heart, inside your heart. No?
Because when I knock, I hint to you. You cannot take it, your life, you decide. Understand? Just let things be. But because I saw the causes and conditions, that's why I told her, you don't worry. Then turn around very beautifully. This is a good example. Okay? We rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
And this time, I think I can accept things as it is. More, not to say 100%, more already. Like that day when we were wearing the outer robe, I fold it wrongly, you know, so I cannot wear. I don't know how to, forgotten how to put on already. So I was laughing, you know, I just hold the whole thing, go down there and then get Sifu to help me. I was laughing. If previously I would get very angry, I would be very agitated already.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. This round around you can see a lot of happiness, a lot of joy. And she like, do with joy, do with understanding. There's like a lot of harmony. It's actually a combination of Kayamita also very understanding, and you also have changed. That's why the thing becomes so like smooth sailing.
Yes, this year very smooth sailing because we accumulated from the past more than 10 years experience. Actually, my aspiration is everything, the duties self running so that committees we have enough chance to sit inside here and we don't have to run around a lot. That's how if everybody do our duty as what is being assigned, it's just it's part of our training.
Correct. Then whatever thing happen, always remember, don't get angry, don't react, don't create negativity. Have a clear mind to accept the reality, then resolve it amicably. Like that day, Pamasuri get us the few who involved in this retreat one. Because there is a very minor issue, not on our side, understand? It's concerning certain misunderstanding on the outside. So what happened was, Pamasuri was worried that if this is not addressed, it may lead to certain misunderstanding. So because of that, she came and said, Brother, can we have a meetup? I said, can. So the few of us were down there. Then we discussed that. I said, yeah, small matter. Resolve it amicably. The first thing I tell Brother is, if money can resolve, not a problem with it. True or not? Qian neng go jie jie de wen ti, jiu bu shi wen ti. Understand that or not?
Yes, you can afford it. Very, very true. Very, very true.
That's why we got a lot of fun. No? I got no problem. Understand? At the moment, we give. And if they don't want this to be made official, we do it unofficial. Understand? That is not gautim, no. Please don't get it wrong. So, we resolve it.
Actually, the incident, I also didn't.
Yeah, you didn't react.
I didn't react.
You arrange it very well. Is it pretty pretty? No need to let the rest know. But condition arise, you also know lah. But without the detail lah. Understand? Which is very good.
So we just resolve it. So
yeah, actually, 解决问题呀 resolve it amicably.
So that we don't cause any misunderstanding.
No karmic negativity, no misunderstanding.
It's good for them.
No
so
more
that there's
division. There is harmony. Now, both sides also happy. Well, both sides didn't know what happened. They only saw this official one. So that is what we should develop as cultivator of the way. If we can resolve issue by not telling, it's also good. Understand? That is not lie, understand? But if you say, hey, you lie, you know, then the doctor, pardon me for saying that, some of the profession, they got black sheep, if they want to make money from you, they will tell you the truth, hey, you cancer what stage, you don't go for chemo or what, you cannot live more than 3 months or 6 months. That is telling the truth, but panic people, that fear, what you should do is, the result is out. I hope you are prepared to listen. It may not be a totally bad news. Sometimes it's a blessing in disguise. Understand how you tell it? Early detection is good. Understand? Even though chronic or what, you say there are many ways to seek a cure or approach it. Then sometimes you have other people who has gone through that you have faith in, TCM or alternative medicine, go for it. Understand? Then if you want to follow our Western medical science, this will be the one that is being proposed. Then list it out there, but don't panic them, but guide them. You go through chemo, it's not easy. It's not just the money. Money, of course, the medical center, private, they are there to make money. Understand? A lot is beyond the specialist, but the charges are not their own. And I met very good specialists, those who I know. He said, Mr. Teo, my professional fee I can waive. Then I got a classmate who is a very good orthopedic surgeon. So when my school teacher, physics teacher, go, he waived all his part, but the specialist medical center charges, you cannot, understand? So these are the ones that you can develop as understanding. So that you are ethical, you are professional, and you want to help people, you help based on what you can. But apart from the cause, you should tell people, you go through chemo, your brain, the conditioning of the chemo, last time is not targeted. The chemo destroy everything on us, good and bad cell. So it causes you to have a lot of this, what they call emotional. The fear, the uncomfortable, all this. So a lot of people cannot take it all. And they become suicidal. And fall into depression. And because of that, they give up. So instead, the chemo, instead of helping them, they die. Understand? So if you are professional, you advise them step by step. And when you do that, in future, you will meet this type of good doctor that will advise you. Understand? Otherwise, you get back the same type like Bomo like that one. You have to, you reap what you sow. Because last time you Bomo also. You make that type of money. So, when you become professional, also same one. If as an engineer, I also do that type of thing. Next time, I become the victim. That civil engineer or what who attend to me, also not professional. So how? I don't want. If I become professional, I rewise, so then I will meet with the correct one, like doctor, surgeon, all those things. Can follow? Yeah? Okay.
Okay, I think...
That's all.
I think let other...
Tomorrow,
episode 2, the Taiwan earthquake in episode 2.
That one is the second part. Now is preliminary, part 1. Okay,
and I would like
one.
To take this opportunity on behalf of all the committees to ask for forgiveness from all the participants and Bratio, if to please forgive our shortcomings. Do let us know what we need to improve so that the next one coming will be smoother, even smoother.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, who is next?
Mr. Steele.
Ayo. Okay. So, just describe who are you and where are you from. And the best one is, you are my spouse. You can speak in Mandarin, but her English is not so good. Speak in Mandarin.
大家晚上好。阿弥陀佛。每一次我会不知道讲什么好。
哎呦 ，start with introducing yourself。我是郑叶红。I am Mrs. Steele.
I am Mrs. Steele. I'm follow radio practicing long, long ago.
Yeah.
Very big cable.
Yeah.
Ask Brother Teo to.
Don't know how many times the story repeated. You see, I am from a rural town in Alostar nearby. How can I meet my wife? She is in Kuala Selangor, a small town opposite the Kuala Selangor, which is Pasir Penang Bang. Very small. And she is a Sunday school teacher. Understand?
Primary school teacher.
Oh, primary school teacher. Sorry, not Sunday school teacher. Sleep on the tongue. So, what happened? Very funny. This life, actually, when I was young, I saw my elder brother. My eldest one, 6 years older than me, I'm number two. His classmates all, Form 3 fail one. Because they are he's born in the 40s. And so in the 50s, they all cannot study and very naughty. Then all the classmates, after drop out, work for 1 or 2 years, haven't even reached Form 5, 17 years old, kawin already, married already. They all shotgun one. All got big problem. They're small town. All the story you need, no one. Then I look at life. I say like that. I vow not to get married this life. Unless there is a reason for it. And I set the condition. Very funny, that time. I still very young. I say, it is to save a family. Because I know I can only marry one, ma. Correct or not? And the family must be clunkable, a lot of problems. Then I also, second condition, must be school teacher. Because half day can jaga my children, my family. And that's all. Teacher teach half day. The third one, lucky best, must be Mandarin educated. How come I know? It's from my past. Because this life I come, like I told the Singaporean, my own mission is to be English educated. And my father, whole family, 9 of us, all go Chinese school. He only sent me there. The second one, guinea pig. And standard one, I go in. I was last in the class. 10 subject, 10-0. Then standard two, second last. You know why not? Arithmetic, I score 100. My teacher don't believe. When the headmaster come in, he asked the headmaster, he said, I have a problem. I got this student. He actually, all the subject, not only fail, zero. But his arithmetic, 100 mark. But the HM very wise. Anybody else in the class get 100? The teacher check, don't have. Give him lah. I mean, he didn't copy. He cannot copy. So I was given a book prize, and I don't know why it's a book prize. They sent a card to my house. Nobody in my kampong know how to read. Then I only remember my teacher say, this one is for you to bring your parents here. I also don't know what it is. So I asked my father. My father said, I'm not free. Ask mother to go here. So I brought my mother there. I brought there, I did not bring her in. Because all school students, Then I need to meet my teacher also. Yeah. Then after that, I know what is it already. Speech day, I got a book prize. I also surprised myself. Then after that, I look for my mother. I went, oh, my mother 不见了. Then, that time I started to panic. Where did my mother go? I asked around. Then one of the prefect, he told me, your mother, means you got book prize? I said, yeah. Oh, sure, inside. We are all parents, we bring inside. So when I went inside, I saw my mother. I asked her, how come you come? Oh, he said, they were very friendly. They said, you are the parent. Come, 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 come on. Auntie, like that, chua, okay. That's why a lot of these things you cannot understand. Then what happened was, after that, standard two, when they got a curriculum card that follow you one, you know what happened now? I put first choice, civil engineer. Second choice, teacher. My classmate sit beside me, he laughed, then he pulled my curriculum card, go up there and announce. He said, Ken Kun want to become civil engineer. He said, whole world civil engineer already. But I was last in the class. But it ended up, I was the only one from my school to go into MU and do civil engineering. How can this happen? Then when I was in the uni that time, my teacher, my wife was still under teacher training. You know what is teacher training? It's like temporary teacher, then you go for teacher training. Not the official one. This is like Chinese school one. So it so happened, I third year training. They sent me to Kolas Leng, where there is a bridge under construction by JKR. So I was sent there. And the more funny condition is, the parent is the school, not school, the construction site canteen operator. The first day I went there, the JKI senior engineer said, hey, he tell the contractor, I leave these two fellows to you. Because I got another classmate who were under training, 6 months. Then he called the contractor. He said, you go and count him. So the contractor, because the operator of the canteen is the parent, so he tell the parent, he said, auntie, uncle, it's like I said, look for a room. So they said, no problem. He said, I talked to my neighbor, they got spare room. So I rented the room there. Then after that, canteen eat also there. When 1 week there, also stay there, then we become very close. Then he came back for the training holiday. Then we play badminton or table tennis. Table tennis first. Then ping pong policy. Then after that, I knew the family so upside down. Then she's school teacher. She Mandarin educator. Hey, wow. I said, meant to be. Then after that, really meant to be. The cable very big. I also don't understand. Because at that time, to tell you the truth, when he agreed to marry me, I got nothing. Not only no house, room also don't have. You dare to marry you? Huh? Got you so kai lai kai hai mung tui lo. Then I used to joke with her much later. I said, lai mung kang fan kai. Because no place, no house, no room. And yet she trusts me. Then we get married. The rest is history. Then later on, when I really went into a Dhamma, she followed until now. Everything is meant to be on. Okay, enough story. Next one.
I encourage you all to practice daily mindfulness. It's very powerful. While I'm practicing with him, I do the daily mindfulness with Anapanasati. Whatever you do, your body and mind with your breath together. No mind interference. So, that day I mentioned the experience is just while I'm walking out of the street. Another thing, while I'm teaching, you can see your pure awareness, look at mundane mind.
Mm.
Pure awareness, I don't know how to explain it. Pure awareness, mundane mind teaching. You just see the mundane mind teaching. So it's very powerful, out of nowhere, just like that. From there, I know that everything is yin yuan he he.
Yeah.
Yuan, come and go very fast. Even sweeping, sweeping also come and go. You see, appearing, disappearing. You, all the time, you see the three characteristics, moment to moment. And then you understand that. Sometimes I don't have to say, I'm a robot, this is a computer, but inside there is a nature, pure nature. You understand? So I say, then you see there's no one there. It's a, what do you call it?
He know you,
anatta.
He know
me. Anichang, anatta. Keep on ching. From there, but then there is not the ending, you know. It's just the beginning cultivate. Because our habitual tendency is very strong. It's very deep. You have to layers and layer to uproot the root. Anusaya, just like what happened to her. The anusaya is very strong. Even now, I still have to continue to, but it is the 初的, huh, 已经慢慢没有了. That is the road, the fine one, scepter one. Even now, I see, is the...
Use Mandarin, because she's Chinese school. Let her use my name. Because she's not so
good. 就是我看的时候呢, 我不像普通人去抓他, 我只是这样子看罢了, 里面看, 看呢, 没有解意思的, 没有说有名字名称的, then from there you can understand, 你明白, 哦, 原来是这样, 全部都是, 冥想罢了, 冥想, form and mind, and then you understand this is the only way to free human being. 因为 because 我们人呢也是在 evolving 的, it's the nature, part of nature, evolving, everything is evolving one. So you have to out of this evolution, just of we have to become someone, some Buddha, only can be free, not free, to understand, liberate, no other way. This, and then when you 明白了之后呢, 没事了。 以后呢, 你就是来, 游戏人间，你不会再说这个苦啊那个，你明白了，没有苦的。你只是你会随缘自在。You just accord and flow, whatever right, no wrong, but habitual tendency is very strong. Sometimes 你的 habit 会上来，所以我们还是要一直关到把它的根除掉。真的不容易，不过很 rewarding 啊！而且这告诉你，只有这一条路可以走，真正的解脱，真正的，不然你就在想沙拉这个浮沉在这个这个生死，很苦啊！
沙，
要加油哦！
Give to Jayanta,
faithfulness.
Give to Jayanta. Oh, 在人间游戏，在人间 roaming in samsara, but very rewarding.
You understand how this samsara, even though it's conditioned, but you can understand it's unconditioned and conditioned, and then you can just do your duty well. You just care, but But no one doing. No one doing. But we still have the karma nature. We have to take care of our karma nature. So have to.
No, even more, just now your Mandarin expression, you see.
You see 人间咯。
Yeah, you see 人间 means roam the.
Roam in the samsara, but not the.
Existential world, in the existential.
Existential, world. But.
But with a lot of right view, right understanding.
That means cultivate normal info power.
When she roams, she is very happy, but no more problem, understand? No more suffering. That is what Guan Yin mentioned in true emptiness, wonderful existence,
真空妙有.
When you realize true emptiness, this whole coming to the existential world via the Bodhisattva way is really wonderful existence. That is the meaning. Huh? Yanda, can you get it? Okay? Hai yu ah?
Hai yu ma. 所以你看到我一直笑的，我很开心的，因为我心已经开了放下，不说全部放下，但是比以前就是说还是不懂得佛法的时候，已经是差得很远了，已经能够放下很多了，真的，全部都要放下。Everything have to let
Last time I used to joke with her, no. Whenever she habitual tendency come out, upset and not happy, well, I say exhaust spikes, chut liao.
Yeah, he told me exhaust spike.
Then she contemplated lah. That's why this time are not subtle but very effective. You know what exhaust spike no? Huh? Angry, chuk 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 chuk. So that one is very good, subtle but very good. Then I got one classmate, lucky best. The wife also didn't go to uni one. But that classmate of mine was my roommate, third year, fourth, final year, civil engineer. Very intelligent. So he very intellectual. So what happened was, when they were having their, what they call misunderstanding, so when they argue, you know what the wife did or not? The wife very smart, no? You cannot argue with him. He's a uni intellectual guy. No? You say anything also no use. So you know what he said? Well, he born in a good year one. He said, meh meh leo, meh leo, meh. You understand? Then anything my classmate say, meh meh lai. Then after that, my classmate also give up. So there are a lot of skillful means. For you to pass the message through, understand? Different people do it differently. Then the wife report to me, you know. He said, "Dio, why uncle I mad?" So when you learn all this, you really have the understanding. Wow, lay people also can come out with this type of understanding, you know. Although not dhamma, you know, but effective, you know, so that you won't argue anymore, understand? Don't go and analyze or try to reason. The analysis and reasoning will give rise to more argument. Well, what are you trying to do? Explain yourself to be right. Understand or not? And the other person who listen don't want to be wrong. Understand? And a lot of spouse, you take things for granted. You know what they do or not? After they kena neck, the wife don't say anything or not, quiet. But the moment he erupt, you finish. Because all already go through the mundane thinking, the planning, the scheming, how to reply you next time. You open your mouth again, I'm going to let go of all this, like machine gun, all coming. You think you very smart. You also make this type of mistake. Wow, that one, no need to remember one. Then you are not listening to each other here. You are already argue through anger already, and hatred already. Yeah, why? No contentment, understand? No appreciation for each other. Means you don't understand true relationship. You don't understand the marriage contract is based on what? Sincerity. You remember I told you? When you are sincere, you won't cheat. You won't violate. Then you trust each other. Then you can do what you want. I can do what I want, like that Jasmine and the husband. Understand? understanding established, we are both not going to create misunderstanding where we love our children and home. So that harmony actually need understanding one. If there is no understanding, when he appealed to the husband can just tell her, oh, court case over already. Finish. You get out of the house. The husband can do that. But why he didn't do that? Because he also actually loved her. Then I told Yasmin, I said, actually, your husband, based on what you tell me, he really loves you. Otherwise, he won't be like that, come and ask you permission, you think he got time. Understand or not? So all these things is understanding. When you understand, you can resolve it. Through what? Noble Eightfold Path. Understand or not? No negativity. No more anger, no more emotion, no more deep resentment, jealousy. All these are evil root of all evil. So acceptance leading to clarity of mind to contemplate and reflect what actually happened, then how can we resolve it? Following Noble Eightfold Path. That is the Dhamma way. Can recall and remember that. Again, can you recall what I say and remember or not?
Yeah.
So three easy way to resolve problem also. Book also printed already. Understand? Go back, read through, develop the understanding. Then after that, make it a living reality, like Fa Chan Si Fu say. Okay?
Yeah. 我就是鼓励你们加油。
Yeah,
我们能够在一起是因为我们有缘在一起 yeah. 所以我们都是互相扶持
yeah.
互相扶持
sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good Okay. No, like Joey first
Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo and all Kalyamitas. First of all, I would like to express my gratitude to have the blessings to be connected to Brother Teo's Dharma sharing, which is very, very profound. So far, I've been listening to Brother Teo's video and sometimes do attend Zoom classes for the last... This is my fifth year. Okay, 2 days ago, Brother Teo was mentioning that your booklet contains a lot of colloquial terms like understand or not, that kind of thing. But to me, I greatly appreciate it very much.
When you listen, no problem. When you listen, it's like no problem. But when you come out in a written text, those good at English one, they say, what type of book is it? English also don't know how to write. They don't want to read one. That was what Chui told me. He very good in English. The feedback.
Can I say something?
Can.
Concerning about that colloquial English. Actually, my master's is in Desa. Actually, that is a language style. No right, no wrong, no good, no bad.
That is
a language style. That's why I didn't correct it so much. Because it is a style. When you understand that style, you will get very close to that person. That is what communication means.
Sadhu. So don't worry, society is like that. Understand?
For you
can understand, you appreciate. To you, it's not an issue.
Yeah.
That's why I say, when you listen to me, it's not an issue. Understand? Although I have a lot of colloquial things. Because you listen to all, understand? The humor, the joke, understand? And develop the understanding. Because this is what sharing is all about. If you cannot create humor and joke, everyone will sleep one, I tell you. Especially you don't have the understanding. You cannot follow. Wow, Man Yen read so fast. Eng Bi read so fast. What they mean? We have no emphasis, I think. But nowadays, they are reading very good. No, slow down, especially Man Yen. The previous retreat, you come, like bullet train. You can't even hear anything. Until Kayamita say, Man Yen, you slow down. Then Eng Bi one more clear. She understands, she can emphasize. Now Man Yen also very good already. They know my style already. So these are the way you evolve and become better. So like the book, Don't worry about the colloquial. Because when I want to translate the recording into a book, what they call transcript book, I have to actually do some minor adjustment. Understand? So that it's readable. Then only you can develop the causes and conditions for those people who don't have Dhamma understanding, but they bump into that book because of affinity, then they take it out, then they read, hey, English not bad, or can read. So this is for them, not for you all seeker. Seeker, you look for the words only, the Dhamma word, understand? Like song, they all. All the karamita, whatever colloquial word I use, they understand. Because the key one is the Dhamma. And these are living Dhamma. You can understand and you can really, in the midst of life, confirm it one. And so far, they have been searching for so long, attending so many different, what they call, teaching. They have been to so many retreats also, you know. Then they realize this one very different. No? This one very direct. No? And a lot of Dhamma inside there. The normal one, 3-4 hours, or the book so thick, you read, hardly any real stuff inside there. But a lot of Dhamma term, understand? Then if you don't have the cultivation, you think, oh, this one very good. So thick and a lot of Dhamma term. No? But a cultivator will have the understanding. They read, they know this author don't have the understanding. They will know one. Like I say, it's Pache Tang one. Just like I give you an example, the new people don't know. KLCC. Yeah? KLCC. Everybody has the knowledge in there. Because it's on the postcard, it's written everywhere. At one time, tallest in the world, 88 story, got a link bridge. Then that area, a lot of shopping mall and all those review. So let's say you have not been there. You can rattle out, isn't it? All the data or the whatever description. But if you have not been there, I ask you one question, you sure cannot answer already. How do you go there? You cannot. You may say, I heard the LRT. LRT take me there. Okay. Come out of LRT station, what do you see? You cannot describe it. You haven't been there. Understand? Then what are the really saline thing that you see, then the shop, then how many stories, then when you walk there, whatever. So let's say somebody who has been there before, even he tell you, no, I don't go by LRT, I don't think there is LRT, but if he has been there before, he can tell me, understand? I took a taxi and he dropped me at the entrance, then I saw Surya, the big one, means the fellow there before. Then when I walk in, I saw the escalator. I think he's there. Then at the back, there is this garden, this park, very big one with the lake, you know. Means he has been there. Otherwise, you cannot describe all this one. Then you can quote my word. I say, hey, cessation of form and mind. How it happened? You cannot describe it. Then mundane mind collapse. What is the mundane mind? You ask him also, he don't know. Because you cannot use other people's knowledge and describe it and make it your own. Because the Dhamma is like that or no? If you know, you will express it in your own way and yet it points towards the same thing or no, the direct see one. So don't worry about how you describe it. If you have seen that through the direct seeing, no matter how you describe, those who have gone through, they will know what? Yeah, this person seen already. This person has done it. Otherwise, he cannot understand one. So this is why Dhamma is very different. Okay?
Okay, continue. I greatly appreciate such wording, like understand or not, because this is the time when I ponder over it, and I try to recollect back what I read to make sure that I truly understand.
Yes.
So to me, the essential Dhamma is very, very important. If you do not really understand fully, it's very difficult for me to proceed with my cultivation.
Correct.
I will have no guidance.
Because the essential Dhamma need to be linked. Once it linked, you see the big picture, then you understand. then the faith is there. Then you can go all out, develop the cultivation and transform. That's why she improved a lot. In her own way earlier, she shared. Now, her life is very different. Yeah. And like Cindy, she said, it changed until she herself also doesn't know that she can change so much. So all this is because when you develop the clear understanding, then you develop the cultivation, it starts to change you, it starts to transform you. And this is what the living Dhamma is. Otherwise, you can use those Dhamma knowledge to console yourself and console others. But when it comes to living life, when it hit the First Noble Two Reality, that is the real test. Can you really go through it? Can you really accept the reality and move on? With Sakkaya Ditthi, no way on. That's why you need to develop the mindfulness to see clearly everything within the conditioned world is conditioned arising, dependent originating, no reality, not what you think. So all this is what insight is all about. The awareness, direct seeing is all about. So when you have all this, then you transform, you become different. And overnight, you check with all the cultivator. Even Padmasri also told you, she's different already. Because when you see the delusion in doing all those things, then like I always say, your life, you decide. If you choose to go that way, it's your choice. But if you choose to love yourself and really wants to change for the better so that you can really understand life and avoid the pitfall of suffering, then you better determine and change. Work towards it. Like my wife say, it's rewarding, it's worthwhile. That's why the encouragement, 鼓励你们啊, understand? For her, primary school teacher also she can transform and become what she is. And there is so much harmony in the family. And everybody is so happy. That's why this type of Dhamma is a living Dhamma. And it's applicable to life. Okay, very good. Continue. Yeah.
And another thing is that if our understanding of the Dhamma is not really in depth, we will be lured to the fourth circle. Hence, our life will be doomed. And once this understanding has been realized, we'll be able to shift back from the fourth to the second.
You can come out of it. You go back to the pure awareness. That's why she determined to stabilize it. So improvement is there, but the stabilizing of it, I think, need a bit more understanding.
Yes.
Because like you described earlier on, you cannot get it like stable for long. So that one, don't worry. Everybody, when they start, it's like that. Then sometimes it come and test you on. After you stabilize already, for no reason, the sankhara come again. Then you say, what the hell is going on? How come like that? Last time, I can like that. Who is telling you that? Your thought, understand? Means you attach to the good meditative state. Understand? What is the Buddha's advice? See things as they are. Understand not? Thing is just the way it is. Condition I think means the condition is going to be like that. Why? Because it's going to test you. And you cannot pass, you forever trapped. So what happened is, whatever happened, you just accept the reality. Let things be. Cannot stabilize? Never mind lah. Then become wow again? Never mind lah. Acha Mao Boa also went through one. He said, he was so mindful for months. Then suddenly, that mundane maya, he called it the monkey maya, become so wild. He cannot control. He cannot do anything. The Thai tradition is Buddha, Buddha. Buddha until the thought stop. He said, Buddha until no more voice to come out, also cannot go out. Then finally, he need to investigate. Why like that? Then he met Ajahn Mun. Ajahn Mun taught him. Then he came out. So he said, what he thought earlier on was the Dhamma is not like that one. So what he's cultivating at that time was like Shen Xiu, polish until it shine, understand? So that no dust can align. Means he want to maintain continuous mindfulness, you know? And he thought with that long stability, it's just like when you develop all this what they call like effort like that. Means you continue to like Guangxing, not Guangxing, that 120 years old. Xu Yin Lao He Sang. When he strive, the word is strive, very hard. The mind cannot collapse on another. Cessation cannot happen like Ananda. Try very hard. Cannot. Because that thought is still inside there. You have to completely, of course, the word let go. Understand? But the fallacy about letting go is, if you hold, how can you let go? Unless you have the wisdom, understand not? So a person who don't have the wisdom, you tell him, let go lah. Understand not? But he said, this is my problem, how to let go? I have to think about it. I have to worry about it. Then you continue to hold and think about it and worry about it. Let go doesn't mean don't solve the problem. Put it down, understand not? Accept the reality, then what happened? Yeah? You no longer burn, torment, agitated, isn't it? You no longer get angry and react, isn't it? Then there is clarity. Then ask yourself, what happened? Then with that, ask yourself, how can I resolve this amicably? Because it's not burning you anymore, isn't it? Doesn't torment you. But you hold and worry about that problem, so-called problem, you are looking for your own suffering. Understand? Not? So these are very easy to understand but hard to cultivate. Our habitual tendency is when got problem, what happened? Worry about it first, isn't it? The anxiety, the restlessness. Then you like cannot be normal anymore. No? Then people look at you, they don't want, what are you doing? Today you got problem. People can see you, understand? No? That's why all this what Joey described is very good. After he understands the four circle, how he fall and how he get deluded by the mundane mind through sakayadity, then he determined to cultivate awareness and go back to the second circle, pure awareness. That's why the Buddha say, the heedless are as if dead. You don't go back there, how can you be heedful? Understand? The PA, pure awareness nature. So all these are the understanding that you must get it right, then go all out. Because the Dhamma is such, if you get it right, it's very rewarding. If you don't get it right, it's very, very full of suffering, not rewarding. Okay? Yeah.
And on the third day, where I appreciate Sister Sui's sharing, especially on how to, when you're encountering any problem, how to solve it, acting through wisdom. Yeah. Through acceptance and embracing the situation, hence all your negativities, your wrong thought, wrong action, all will just cease. So that day especially, it really opened up my heart. That's why I told you. So I really greatly appreciate the Sui's sharings. And on the issue on my meditation experience, the date when I share, you said just be natural. So after that session, my subsequent meditation during lying down position, I feel that I'm better off than previously.
Much more easy to settle down as well. And the calmness starts to starts to establish itself. Then you feel like not like last time agitated, because you know how to let things be, and just relax, maintain awareness, and don't do anything, like you are dead. That is the key to penetrate the awareness nature, to stabilize it. Then when you become skillful, the train might listen to you. You want it to be silent, it just bokong wawan, understand? Then you want it to come out and live life, want to perceive, want to know, want to contemplate, want to reflect, want to communicate. You can just do that. Like a trained professional playing any games. Same. When you are very skillful, means you have trained yourself very well. So stability or awareness is the same. When you have developed it very stable, then you can do it. Based on what you have understood, Once your awareness is just stabilized, all this can be done. You want to come back from the mundane thinking mind or the heedless, worldly mind. Yeah? You want to come back to your pure awareness where you train already, understand? You want it to be silent, it's silent. Then you want it to stay at the heart, it stay at the heart. Understand? Then you want it to manifest through the senses, it just happened. You have to see it. It's just like Adeline, Song, when they saw, and my wife, they know what is going on. And when you know what is going on, you can actually decide what you want to do. And there is the free will that is within you. With the wisdom, you no longer deluded, you won't get entangled. Then, how to live life, how to move, you accord with condition. Understand? Then you realize you don't have to make decision. Condition like that, things will be like that. So you accord and flow with condition. Then everything will go your way. Because you no longer decide. In the sense that with wisdom and understanding, you avoid all evil via accord and flow. When you accord and flow, you cannot resist there. You understand? Huh? If you don't resist, how can you hurt people, harm people, and create all those karmic negativity? You can't. It's just like Kong Chai, we discussed about the good morning and good afternoon. If you echo and flow, that Kuai Lo will not come back and try to explain or react, isn't it? Because we didn't echo and flow, we think, want to correct him, finish it. Especially spouse, don't try to correct. They are just the way they are. Hi, thank you. I think you have worked very hard. I really appreciate. Then you know what happened? Your life become very good. When you good to them, they can really sacrifice for you. Then next time they ask you, you ask them to do anything, no problem. Otherwise, look kaki pao la. Ching kiao a wife. Lei Hong. She very good. Kaki cho la. Because Kong Jie Jie, Kaki Chola. That's why you must have more appreciation and contentment and really develop the noble Ifapua communication to make them happy. Understand? Then they really sacrifice and do everything with joy for you. Understand? I used to share with Kayamita, you know what? If you make their mind miserable, take them for granted, you go back, the food also don't taste good. Because bo sim zi, no joy, no happiness. But when they really have the joy, I tell you, you go back, the food special. Now you can understand. That's why a few kind words only on that. But don't pretend. You pretend, I tell you, you get into big trouble. Because the lady is the one they know. So you must not like say just for the sake of saying, no. You really go and compliment them. Like, 老婆你辛苦了. Don't worry, I will take you for a trip. I will take you for dinner. Tell me which restaurant you want to go. I tell you, they feel very good. Understand? Instead going back, dinner not ready. How come food cold one? Then after that, my clothes not washed yet. I tell you, you are going to have it. You say all those things. Of course, there is also the other way around. Understand? The why, sometimes the other way around. I have seen quite a number. We are from my classmate's story, I know. So, relationship without noble Ifopa will completely break down, I tell you. But the ego, every time wants to manifest, Tai Lam Yana. But there is also the queen control one. No? You don't think always king control. No? Queen control one, I think worse than the king control. Really? So all this you can learn from real life condition. So when you understand all this, you tell yourself, my family, you know, the harmony is very important. The understanding come from what? Virtue. What is the virtue? you have the contentment, you appreciate what they do and how they contribute. So develop all the understanding, then when you have appreciation of what they do, you are contented and feel that they have really contributed, then you can express the kind and appreciative word sincerely. And they will know, oh, my husband very good. He always very nice to me, treat me very well, talk to me so courteously. And sometimes really express that gratitude. You have done well. If without you, the family will not be what it is. Because you think easy to manage the household. My JKR colleague already told you, the wife ran off for 2 days, he counted him, has to call the mother in. So all these are what you can observe from life, from what happened in real society. Then you can adopt the understanding to move. Okay?
Nowadays, I find myself there's slight improvement. I am able to accept things as it is, accept people for what they are. For foolish people do foolish things, deluded people do deluded things, wise people do wise things. Finally, how do I get connected to Brother Steele's teaching? It's through this book, Cultivating the Bodhisattva Way.
You should thank Jayanta and the mother. Jayanta invited me. And they invite me to your Malacca Aloka. Then I bring along some book. You will receive that book.
Initially, it was given to me by a friend. And then when she gave it to me, I didn't read it at once. And then it was towards end of the year where Chinese New Year is coming. I was doing spring cleaning. And then I was clearing some of my Dharma books. Those Dharma books which I want to share with others, I put in a box. And then this book, I didn't read. I also put in that box, you see. But the problem is, day by day, every day I will go to the box, then I will take this book out, you know. Then I flick through, then I didn't read, then I put back, you know. Then another 1-2 days, I still go back to that box and take this book out again. I say, I was so puzzled, you know. I tell myself, why not I give a chance to read, because all the print is quite big, easy to read. So I began reading. Once I read, I couldn't stop it. And once I finish reading, I emailed to Brother Teo for more books.
I asked for more books. I think somebody sent down the Malacca, I remember. You are the one that contacted Yanta and Sui An.
You passed a bag of books
To Sui An. Then Sui An passed to him.
Thank you very much, Brother Teo.
No problem.
Really appreciated.
Means you and Kuan Yin have affinity. Otherwise, the book won't attract you. Okay, next.
That's all, thanks.
Nancy? Nancy? Okay, Nancy, hold me. Cindy first. Cindy first.
Good evening, brother and sisters. And good evening, Brother Teo and Mrs. Teo. Okay, as you say, I've been to many retreats. I started with thought-based meditation, you know, vipassana, noting, lifting, pushing, dropping all the way, intention to turn right, intention to turn left. And then, of course, I'm very obedient, so I've been practicing, So I said, find it. Something wrong now. I said, okay. I'm stuck. I'm lost. I said, this is not what I want. I want the Dharma living, you know, real living, you know. Not every retreat I go is same thing. Sit 1 hour, walk 1 hour, sit 1 hour, walk 1 hour. It leads me nowhere. And thank you so much, Sister Engby. And then I get to know Brother Teo. I tell you, it's a gem to know Brother Teo.
Let's rejoice.
It's really a gem. Only that I know there's a spiritual mind and a mundane mind. When I know that one, that's it.
She understands straight.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
And then, Where can you find awareness based meditation?
Yeah.
The one and only one is Brother Teo.
Yeah.
So clear.
Yeah, so easy
direct.
To understand.
So what I do is every time Brother Teo says, when sit down, relax body
yeah,
and
yeah,
mind.
Yeah.
Body
she just
and
follow.
Mind, maintain awareness, sustain awareness. Every time I sit down, the death already starting already.
Wherever I go,
when I sit, is Brother Teo's voice is in my head. Relax body and mind, maintain awareness. Everywhere I go, I sit down, he's there already.
Yeah.
So
because
it's already part of my...
You know what happened? Yeah, this is her past life cultivation. She cultivated this before.
So
that's why she can recognize very fast. And that one go inside one. No? Like Sifu, contemplate clearly and stay inside, then cultivate and go into life. And from there onward, she progressed very fast. No?
Yeah.
After that, 4 years later, she decided to come with Ingvi to my house, attend the first Tuesday class.
No.
Immediately, she got so much joy because the teaching is so clear, you know, because when he understands the two
the ones, short videos.
Yeah, the short video help a lot.
That
one thanks
video.
Sui and Jin Hao. And all the karamita that help the karamita that help the title, the heading.
Yeah.
I think Po Cheng, they all, Alicia,
it's
they
so
all.
It's so straightforward
yeah, very
and
straightforward.
So precise. And
yeah, very
so
precise.
Simple to follow.
Yeah.
So after for many months of practicing, that's I tell you one instance. That's why I said I've changed.
Yeah,
okay,
changed a lot.
I have an apartment. Okay, I ran out to this tenant. And then into his apartment, the neighbor said, there's a platform, no?
Say,
there's a foul smell of cat's urine, cat's poo, you know. Stinking one. So then the neighbor said, it's a complaint to a platform, to a management, you know. I have no choice. I said, I call my tenant. I think I like to inspect my unit. So when I went in, I opened the door. I saw three big cages, three big cats.
No
like
wonder.
The Persian cat, the big cats, you know.
So
I said, the cats are... My sister said, I pity the cats. Kids shouldn't be kept in the cage. Then I just pass a statement. I thought I rent my apartment to human beings, but not cats. It turned out to be a mini zoo, you know. So after that, I said, I think you should do something about it before the next complaints come in. That's it, no? I just left. Then I came out already to back to my house. That's not me, lah.
Yeah.
Why? How come there's no anger?
Sadhu, sadhu.
That means
sadhu.
I know that it's seeing is seeing.
Yeah, anger. Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
That is not me. That was not me before. If I would be before, I should have. I didn't notice the shiva already.
Yeah.
So I said, funny, something happened. Who am I?
Yeah, the exhaust pipe no more.
I was like, who am I? That's not Cindy Chong. Then the funny thing is that when back home, it's back to me, already, I can feel the anger,
the
sadness coming.
The movement.
I can feel it totally coming. I know the thoughts coming in. So I know the thought, I abandon it.
Yeah, sadhu,
I just abandon
sadhu.
It. And then miracle happened. A few days later, the tenant called me, Cindy, I want to see you. I will see you in person. I said, okay. There was a night. About 9 o'clock.
Okay.
I want to go to your house. So he bought, she bought supper for me, some more or not. Then I said, must be something up, but it's not. Then he brought the tenancy agreement. Cindy, do you know that you have a cause to help me to shiva? You can quote this cause, but I cannot keep pets. With this reason, you can ask me to shift. I can ask you to shift, but I cannot return your deposit, you know. Because you must make good my apartment when I hand the key to you. No problem, no problem.
Wow, sadhu. Very good.
That's why I said, because of the awareness.
Yeah, the awareness. It transformed the whole thing.
The whole thing. Yeah. There's no anger. Because it's true mind.
Yeah,
it's
correct.
It's not the thought.
Yeah, it's the mundane thinking that conditioned the negativity.
Yeah.
Well, this is your past habitual thinking, reaction and stirring. That's why once you have this awareness, it takes over. Like I said, that long arrow, remember, from the last phenomenal world of consciousness, bring it back to the pure awareness. When you stay here, like I said, no word, no thought, no duality, nothing, then how can there be anger? No. Anger comes from mundane mind, the wrong thought, understand or not? PG. Oh, lying down, never mind. Her drawing very good. I want her to draw the four circle. Never mind. Let her meditate. Okay, very good.
I'm a living proof that awareness base
is
a Dharma living.
No wonder she got so strong faith. To her, it's very clear, you know.
Yeah.
Seeing me, seeing.
See. Even the person gets
angry. Mundane mind, so much thing to talk about. For what? Is it so kipo? For what? Comment until like that, for what? That's why when you are there, you really, that is what it is. And somehow you want what? Go back to your habitual mundane mind. Stir, react, emotional. Is that what you want? Mm. You want the hot stuff? Go to the fourth circle. Understand? Phenomenal world of consciousness. But that is where all the excitement is. Understand? But it's a chaotic, phenomenal world. Understand? Full of heck hazard, misunderstanding, war, conflict, and a lot of suffering. That's why there's a Mandarin song. They say, "Oh, suffering world." You remember BGF? Oh, suffering world. We shall not come back again. No, you still want to come back? Ying Bi know how to sing, maybe. Last time the song. No, the lyric only first part. What about the rest? You can recall? You Google, then later we call you to just read out the lyrics. The lyric is good, I think.
So just my advice to all the Karmitas here and all the members.
Yeah.
You should really, really follow Brother Steele's.
Yeah. Develop the faith, understand?
Just
persevere, strive.
You won't go wrong.
Definitely won't go wrong.
You're on the right path. That's why every day before I know you, only because I'm caught in
Kusana,
every morning I contemplate, it says, I wish Buddha show me the middle path, to walk the middle path.
Yeah, and transcend the middle path.
Every morning, you just wish that. I'm sure you get it.
Yeah, sahadu. Very good.
Thank you
for the good sharing. Nancy.
I don't know what to share.
Don't worry, Nancy. Last time, the brown book.
Yeah.
I haven't really had the time to read. Actually, it was because of Nancy's house, Dana, 11 years ago. I forgot the date already. That house, Dana, very good. No? But she very sincere, and the husband, Brother Sia, they invited me, and all the Karimata, we went there. And I delivered that talk. That talk was very good. The essential Dhamma of the Buddha. So that one, you read through, very simple, very easy to understand. Well, that book, one of my Karimata told me, they went for a retreat somewhere. Then they have a lot of Westerner there. Then in the retreat, actually my Karimata knew, at that rate, they teach and all these people learn, they cannot understand. So one of the lady, I think a Westerner, she was roommate to this Karimata. Then he asked the Karimata, he didn't know it's my Karimata. He asked her, do you understand what they teach? How come I cannot understand? I don't know what it is. Then he looked at her, don't worry, I give you a book. He give the Westerner your brown book. She read. She came back to her immediately, the next day. He said, who is this author? Who is this Brother Teo? So easy to understand, it's so clear, Then he started to understand how the monk administer the precept, and why the precept is so important, Everything described there, that what is Sila, Samadhi, and Panya. Without Sila, you cannot develop Samadhi. She read, this is what I want, is it? No need to look at the Sahara. So you just introduce yourself, Nancy. You are from Klang, your name and how you started. Yeah.
But Brother Teo already introduced already.
Yeah, but
anyway,
how they start, I don't know. Because they have been in the Buddhist circle for very long in Klang.
I was here like maybe about 8-10 years.
That time with Brother Siang.
That's right. And Brother Teo was already sharing the Heart Sutra.
I
think somebody mentioned that the Heart Sutra is like a Bible.
Yeah, like a Bible. Yes. Very complete in the understanding.
But then, I think my understanding wasn't that
deep. At that time. But this time you become very different.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw very attentive. Then have faith already.
Yes.
Then when she lie down, you can see one. This retreat, she benefited a lot.
A lot of understanding.
Yeah, a lot of understanding.
That I didn't understand before, like the second aspect of the form and mind. And then where I should develop, especially the contemplation.
Yeah, contemplation. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I think that one has to be really.
Yeah, has to be very clear and stable.
Yes,
The initial wisdom only can arise.
That's right.
Then
that's
it can help you. When the initial wisdom come, it will prompt you. That at that moment, the momentum of the heedless thinking break. Understand? Like this one, I show you one. The momentum that move, the wrong thought or the heedless thinking, because of the momentum, you will be pulled by the momentum. Understand? But the moment you aware through yoni-sokmanasikara, that momentum break. Understand? Once it breaks, it takes more energy to swing, understand? To become emotional again, compared to earlier when the chain of momentum is pulling you along that heedless thinking, understand? So because of that, your wisdom will slowly come out and prompt you. That avijja paccaya sankhara, it will break. Once it breaks, it doesn't mean that no more. But because your initial wisdom can only break for a while, then after that it come again. After that it come again. You have to stabilize the understanding until you can develop the very penetrative one, the third turning one, the direct seeing one. Then like what song they all went through, after you detect the gateway or the thing, they are stabilized, then they go further, deeper into all those things. And this one is to root out the whole thing one, entirely root out one. Otherwise, the habitual tendency, it starts to reduce. But sometimes, because they are what they call a pain body, but no condition for it to arise, you cannot see, understand? Then like the five mental hindrance, sometimes there is no condition for you to react, understand? That's why you go to 21 day, like Pamasri, no condition for defilement to come out. Understand? And you cannot be tested. That's why all these are very important. So she saw the point, must contemplate until very, very clear. Then the two aspects of the five degree of form and mind, now she can put to test really the Dhamma. If I attach to this five degree, first aspect or second aspect, do I suffer? Then all this Dhamma investigation will go in and she will develop progress and understanding. Very good. Sadhyo.
And I take this opportunity to thank Brother Teo, Mr. Steele, and all the committee members for giving such a conducive environment. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Okay, next. Chibolen. Sister Song. Actually, Sister Song last year also was here. She very good. Although she sat that corner, sometimes she respond or not. Like that day. What was it she respond? Yes, Toto Sia. Sister Song.
Brother Teo, good evening, everybody. I'm not prepared.
Not prepared, Baluho. Because this is what they call, the English word is what? Impromptu.
I'm Song from Aloka, Melaka. From Melaka, I will invite all of you to Aloka lah. Aloka, Melaka, I will share with you that I'm not a staunch Buddhist. I started from a Christian background.
Yeah.
I must thank Brother Teo and my son. I become a Buddhist.
Sahadu.
My son went to Lumbini first, and he made an aspiration that I will become a Buddhist. So the next year, he asked me to go to Buddha Gaya. You go pilgrim only, mommy, nothing. You go there, you go and see only, holiday. So he told me holiday, really holiday. So I said, well, I don't want to go lah. I pay you there, you better go. And then he left first because he was following the first group.
I
was the last group to go. So he was so worried I didn't come. I really don't want to go. And then I'm not interested in Buddhism because I love Christian style, you know, we sing song, you go to church. You say, apa ni? Really? I don't believe in Buddhism.
Tell you the truth.
I said, it was so difficult one. Bye. Remember my mother go to temple to pray. I said, my telu lah. Because I like to go to, I like to follow the Christian group.
Every
Sunday, Saturday, we go and go to people houses and tell them, hey, how good is Buddhism?
So
I will follow my mother, don't mind, because I'm the most tomboy one. So allow me to go, never mind lah. As long as you don't become a pure Christian enough. But the one I want to share with you all is when I was in Buddha Gaya. I don't know anything about Buddhism. I don't know. Namo Tassa also, I don't know. I don't even have a paper. I don't go there. Apa ni? So, I only remember my mother said, must go to the temple early in the morning. So, the first thing, Bande Mahina said, everybody can go, those who are pilgrim can go anywhere you like. Don't need to follow the group lah. Those who are Samanera all have to follow. We all don't need. So, I was so happy. I called the Indian man. Hey, bangun, buka pintu. One lady said, hey, auntie, this is India, you know. So, I wanted to go to the temple early in the morning. Action, money lah, go to the temple. See, everybody sing. I can see. Because I like to go around by myself, you know. My son was very busy. He left me alone. Mommy want to do anything you like, do lah. Only thing I want to tell you, I got shocked with. We were planting the Naga tree. After that, I heard my son's voice chanting down there. You know, I run from the top hill, run down alone. I want to scold him. Why you want to be a Buddhist? I don't know that. No, I really want to scold him. When I ran downstairs, it was not my son. It was Sumangala. Our Sumangala was the one who chanted, you know, because Bande Mahina was not there. Then my heart, I feel okay lah. Okay, not my son. So when Mahina asked me, so many people, nearly 300. Auntie Song, Mahina is from my town. Auntie Song, your son become a monk lah, Buddhist monk. They say, Auntie Song, I make your son Buddhist monk. You know, I tell you surprisingly, I shouted at him. I shouted, everybody got shocked. All the whole group got shocked because I'm not prepared to be a Buddhist. I said, cannot, how can you can bring your son to be a monk lah? Why you must take my son? That's a joke I want to share with you all. The first thing I was, and every auntie come, you could know 7 years, you know, become a monk, 7 generations, be blessed. I said, you can call your children. I told Mahinda, ask your sister's son to be a monk. Don't ask my son. From everybody, because I don't know Buddhism at all. That's a joke I want to share with you. I scolded Mahinda, I don't even bother, he's a Monday one. That was the joke I want to share with you. It was wrong. I don't know, I don't have 7 years old, because we are all brought up in a Christian school. So this seven generation all have become your family become a monk. It's very good, but I never allowed. But when I came back, Bande Mahinda catch me first thing. So I want you to start a center in Malacca. I don't know how come I can start. Within the 6 months, I found Aloka Melaka. That's the day I started my Aluka Melaka lah, without knowing what, how to chant. Then I went to chanting, you know, I went in chanting, and then I tried to bring monks from Sri Lanka to promote my center lah. Now people know my center only, yeah. But I'm a second-hand Buddhism because I'm not so good. I will, Brother Teo will scold me. I never like meditation because I don't know why I don't like meditation. Because Melaka, I have a class for meditation. Every time you sit there, you tiddle. You know, you sit there, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. But today I want to share with Brother Teo, thank you very much. The day I slept here,
yeah,
I found a difference. Oh.
Yeah, big difference. Big difference.
I told my son, I said, never, if I feel the difference, three times I feel the difference. I said, son, I think mommy, meditate with you, know. My son happy. You know? I share with you blindly because I don't know Buddhism at all. So I'm very thankful to Brother Teo that he really tried to help me out to be a Buddhist. Betul-betul punya Buddhist lah. My Buddhist is one, no give dana. Cook and give the monk to eat, happy only. But to practice myself, I don't know except chanting. That's why when you call meditation, I say, I don't go. Maybe this is a calling.
Calling.
Because why, Brother Teo, I really don't want to come with you. I told her. But when Jay wrote to her, if crawl also I will come, I want to cry. I said, how come you want to be, you want to come until that extent. And I'm worried because the last trip, I drove from Tapa up here.
Yeah.
The midnight I came here, I drove myself.
Yeah.
So I scared this trip, I don't know whether he's not feeling well. And I said, Belki na, mommy. Mommy, after medical checkup, I follow you. Wow, you're so happy.
Sadhu. Yeah. Luckily,
the message was sent to me.
The WhatsApp.
If not, I won't come already.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brother Teo. Thank you very much.
Sadhu. That's why I meant to be. Now you're happy because Dr. J recovered. That coming thing come out. Then now he is back to normal.
Yeah, thank you, Brother Teo. That's why I talked to you.
Yeah, you talked to me the night before. Is it? Talk to Dr. J. Then you remember immediately that night I hinted and I tried to connect the two. Then later on, the next morning, because he actually, despite his condition, he has faith, no, he was listening. But a lot of things happened. That's why he just now shared with us. Said, not nice to like lie down in the meditation hall and all those things. So he went to the room. No. Then later on, he don't know what happened. He want to give it a try. No. He lie down. No. Oh, that thing happened. The awareness, because he relaxed, and also when that thing reacted, he asked for help from Virochana Buddha, all the other great beings, the first original one down there, the Virochana Buddha. He said, please help me, I don't know what is happening, if it's coming or not, help me. After that, that thing started, they feel very tight. The energy, everything. Then the lumbar, last time he got, he got, don't know, operation before. So he said, starts to ache. No. Then the energy suddenly make him like want to vomit. No. Then he went to the toilet, he vomited. No. Then he saw the plastic floating there. No. And what happened was that plastic had been there for, I think, a few months.
It was more about a year. Because I don't know anything. I was trying to tell him.
Because Sui An already reported to me. Dr. J burped a lot. Is there? Then Lei Hong's husband also, Chi Kong Wan, Ching Yap, he come and tell me. He said, Bertiu, Dr. J, who problem? Yi Lang, all those things, I think in that Tiu Hami. Then he tried to use his Qi Gong to help him. This Ching Yap told me, he touched, he felt something. Then he called the Sifu, his master. the master say, don't touch. He said, this is coming, you know. See? Then Jing Yap called me. So Jing Yap called me. Then I say, okay, I make another. For me, it's like that. If the sign don't keep on coming, I won't do anything. But because the sign come, before actually Dr. J came up, well, after Sui An came back, he met Dr. J again. Then he told me, still burp, but he asked Dr. J, how are you? Dr. J told him, I am much better already. So because of that, I just say, okay, much better already. Maybe just read it, a pure wish. If there is any karmic, may this karmic be dissolved through whatever wholesomeness that they have done. Yeah, every time I go, I'm like, they will take me for meals on, eat the food and all those things. Then her house also, she will cook and she will offer. So I invoke power and merits of the Dr. J and the mother. I say, if there is appropriate causes and conditions for them to recover to good health and good mind state, may it arise. Then after that, the next day, Dr. J lie down. Then all those things happen. Then it vomited out. Then that night, I went down with Song. We were having, because normally at night, if I need food, I will go down for a cup of noodle, Maggi noodle, or Nestum. But I didn't take my dinner. So when I was down there, Dr. J was there also, eating. Because he need a lot of food. And he told me, Bertil, thank you. I said, why? Then he said, Then he said, when people ask him, do you do lying down meditation? He did not answer. No. But somehow, finally, he decided to lie down. No. That's how everything happened. Then after that, he completely recovered, relieved. Then he told me, Bertil, gone already. Then I saw, he can come and ask questions. He can come and speak, share, you know. See, after that night, the whole thing transformed. You know? Then a lot of gratitude. He even sent you all the plastic. Yeah. What is the message there? I read the message to you. I think you all have it. Right? Yeah. I better read. Wow, so much photo already. Okay. He said, Namo Buddhaya. Bratio. And my dearest Kayanamita. Yo, how you feel? Dearest, though. Like expressing that very close relationship, girlfriend. No? Thank you for your support. Never ending sincere well wishes. And most importantly, to have me as your Kayamita brother, walking together heedfully. This is the plastic 2x1 inches which stuck in me and managed to vomit out last night. And as a doctor, he told me to go in through the esophagus to the stomach, very easy. To come out, impossible, what is it? Defy medical science. And yet it come out. So, that is what nature is when you have faith. Understand? This thing can happen. So, we should really have faith. Sadhu, sadhu. Now he's back. Auntie Song, go with me.
I think that's all.
That's all. Let's rejoice with the good sharing. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, next one. Oh, no more time. Oh, Chupolet, yes.
Five minutes. I just want to express my gratitude to Christopher Jam, Brother Teo, and all those higher beings that allowed me to be here this round.
Sadhu.
And physically serviced that I get the help from Dr. Jayanta, Alicia, and Song that giving me this chance to be here.
Yeah, sadhu.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
And the other thing she told me is, her leg much better already. She just had an operation before the retreat. So she told me at Tuesday class, but still, I don't think I can come. Can you want to continue? Continue.
I give PG say time up.
Oh, PG come on. Wow, very good. Let PG say.
Good evening, Brother Teo, Steele and all calamitous. I am very glad that I somehow overcome all my karmic obstructions to attend this retreat. As you can see, I'm so scared of cold. I've been trying to overcome it for so many months. This time I come to this retreat with... actually, before I came, I did a lot of aditan.
Sadhu. Aditan means affirmation, then aspire strongly.
Mainly, I told myself, this round I come, I want to pay respects to the Triple Gems and all the great beings here, because last year I didn't have the chance. I was most of the time upstairs because of I fell and I hurt my leg.
Yeah.
So this time, as you can see, every morning I go and pay my respects to all the great beings in this temple. It did bear some fruits for me in this round.
Sadhu.
When we did the Bodhisattva vows, I don't know what happened. Something just came over me. And I knew that something is happening.
Sadhu.
Yeah. And of course, start to cry. So there's one part that Brother Teo says, plant your seed of Bohi.
Yeah.
And Brother Teo asked a question. I forgot what's the question, but something inside me says it's been planted.
Sadhu.
So I'm very glad that, but I feel that this is something I've done probably for a long time from the distant past until now.
Yeah.
That's why it can be so familiar.
Yeah.
And like today, I go and pay my respects to all the great beings because I know that today will probably be the last day I will be doing that. So when I came up, when I was sitting, listening to Brother Teo's talk, suddenly I feel this shift from somewhere up here, something like dropped to the heart level.
Wow, sadhu.
And then my eyes start to close. I just couldn't open my eyes. And it's like I'm in this bubble. And then everything start to come closer and closer, coming into the heart.
Sadhu.
But at the same time, I can still hear all of you.
Yeah, the
all
senses,
the, talking.
The senses yeah. still.
It's very
aware.
Clear, but it's just like, it's just that I'm not really bothered to hear.
I just
know what is happening. And everything is concentrated within that small circle inside. And it become very quiet. Then there's one part where Man Yen was reading about non-perception.
Yeah, non-perception.
It started
is
with
wisdom.
The description of perception.
Perception is form.
Yeah, and then it goes to non-perception. And suddenly this thing just opened up to listen.
Sahadu.
It's just like, it's very strange. You can feel that the thing is like opening up to listen.
Yeah. Because that is the vital message, Surangama Sutta. Perception
then,
of form is consciousness, whereas non-perception is wisdom. Once you get that, you awaken, you connect back. Yeah, continue, PJ.
And then after that, it closes back again. And there was another part where Brother Teo was talking about the Diamond Sutra. And again, it opened up to listen. So strange. And then after that, it become quiet again. And for the whole session, it just remains there very quiet. I just couldn't open my eyes. And finally, I have to lie down.
Yeah, that's why just now we called her, she was lying down.
I just couldn't open my eyes. And it's like, even just now when I was having dinner, my eyes keep closing, and I tell myself, hey, you got to eat lah, you cannot close your eyes.
No, the nature want her to meditate, to go in.
It's just like now, you see, I can't even open my eyes.
Sahadu. It's very good.
That's all I have to
sahadu.
Report.
Let us
thank
rejoice.
Good night.
Sahadu. What happened is, the nature inside activated. Then her past come back. And that coming back is very, very strange. The message, you have planted the Bohemian before, long ago. That is from the nature, come on. Because you have a form of mind, you can receive that message. Just like when I was young, all the message came to me. When I inquire, who am I, what am I here? Looking at the stars in the sky when I was 17 years old. And inside, you must meditate to understand. I don't even know what is meditation at that time. But immediately it strike me, I must meditate. That's it, finish. Then after that, I started to continue my life. Then, form 6, lower 6, I got a classmate sister. Because my classmate stay near my place. So most of the time we cycle to school and we meet together. So the sister suddenly saw that whenever I go to her house, which is my classmate, I like to sit alone and silent my mind. So he suddenly one day, I said, this book may interest you. You know what is that book? Chief Reverend now, What Buddhists Believe, first edition, that book. I was so surprised now when I saw that book. Then when I opened it up, I realized all my mother do one is rite and ritual, tradition, not Buddhism. Then when I heard or read about the Four Noble Truths, straight away, I said, that's it, no need to search. Very strange. And this is what happened. There's an insight. They know, because you cultivate before. Therefore, her case, the beauty is, it manifests after she go and pay respect. You realize that? Affinity. We have previous 2 years, 1 year was too cold until he cannot take it. He was like not able to partake. It's coming obstruction. Then I say, you have to ask for forgiveness, and he did. Then the second year, they come, oh, again the coming of Sasha. The first two fell from the bus, and the leg affected. So cannot meditate, cannot really benefit. Then the health also not so good. Then this year, determined to come. He went TCM, he got all the, he must thank Alicia who recommend all the Boyok and all those things. Until she fell, she recovered. That's why this time around I come, I saw, hey, I told PG, I said, wow, very good, no more health problem, no more cold problem. Then she smiled. Then I saw Chupoli at the lake. Again, now this is, I think, the third or fourth coming of suction. Then I told her, since you can come, means very good. It's a blessing in disguise. So after that, I realized, because of such condition, PG will progress and PG will develop the understanding. But she very sharp one. She can listen to those Dhamma I share and understand one. You remember in one of the book, Path to Nibbana? She was the one that actually summarized for you what I share, you know, very profound and all those things. You know. How can she have the understanding? It's because she listened attentively and she had the faith and all those things. That's why all this bring forth the causes and conditions. When you have the faith, the sincerity and the resolve, then you persevere until like that, which means despite all the karmic tests, she persevered. That's why rewarded. And the reward came is like something happened here first. Then it dropped down. It's from the forehead actually. Because this is a mundane mind. Then it dropped down to the heart. Means from the past, the understanding of the cultivation came back. Then after that, it like she described in her own word, she not hear, must definitely haven't heard from anybody before. Yeah? He used the word, it's like a small circle like that, but it is very clear, very clear. And suddenly become very calm, very peaceful. Means he is at the mind base, understand? Otherwise this thing cannot happen. So when he was at the mind base, what happened was, it's like no need to listen. Because my nature's vibration, like I told you, mind to mind seal will go in. But the funny part is, because she is that type of intellect cultivation from the past, important Dhamma, it want to listen. So this one, release out and listen. Then Man Yuan read, perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom. Come out and listen. Then after that, go in again. Then when I share, again, come out to listen, Diamond Sutra. Yiqie yu wei fa, zu meng huan fa. He also tell you directly, I also don't know how this happened. That's why I don't know is the best. And I said, but it's not you. It's that nature. That nature is intelligent, you know what to do. That is trust. And I trust that nature to do. There you go back. Then he tell you, until now, I still want to close my eye. Means the nature wants her to meditate. And so, lie down. Or just rest in the sitting posture. It will go in on. Then after that, she will transform very fast. She will develop the understanding very fast. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good. So, enough already. Tomorrow continue. I'm late already. Tonight I want you all to chant this. Last night, Ing Bi chant very well. Om Me Mi Pe Mi Hum. Kuan Yin on. So you all develop the faith, the sadha, virya. Then we will get Sister Ing Bi to lead, then we chant together. This one is to develop affinity with Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. This is her forehow. So whenever you call upon her forehow, sincerely, there will be a great response. Everybody ready? I ring the bell, then you start.
Let's pay respect three bows first, yeah? Buddham Bhuje Mi Dhammam Bhuje Mi Sangham Bhuje Mi We chant, the thing is the chanting is four times, but we chant four times five rounds, so 20 times. Yes. Yeah. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om, Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Mani Padme Hum.
Bow three
times. Let us rejoice, huh?
Sadhu.
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 Then pay respect to Kuan Yin Bodhisattva and all the great beings. Okay. Now we can share merit, transfer merit, then we end. Let us rejoice with all the wholesomeness and the sharing that we have developed, the beautiful sharing, and also the offerings to the Sangha, to Sampo Temple, and to all the helpers and monks and nuns. So let us rejoice first. Sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu. Then maybe share these merits with all beings, and maybe share it with the devas first. Then we will commence our chanting. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakan tu loka sasana etawata camehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang menyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo Deo asato kalena sasa sampati heto cha fito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko immina punyang kamena ame bala samagamo sattang samagamo hotu Yāvā nivāna pātiyā sādhu, sādhu, sādhu. Okay, now you can pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the great beings, nature. Okay, so tonight has been a very special night. We managed to develop a lot of very wholesome activity and sharing. Then we rejoice a lot. And most important thing is just now the chanting. Om Mani Padme Hum. This is to create strong affinity with Kuan Yin. The very strange thing is when I was walking out of here, you remember? You are supposed to do half an hour meditation. So I went back to my room. Then I decided to take my bath. Okay? Then as I was taking my bath, I went into the washroom. Then of course before I take my bath, normally I clear whatever I need to clear before I take my bath. So I was sitting there, this message came now. You must get Kayamita to chant Om Memi Pemi Hom. I say, okay. So if you got condition, we will chant. But do you realize today, very still or not, the whole nature? Even now, so still, you realize or not? This is the Kuan Yin's nature. Your Kuan Yin's nature is normally very still one, but most of the time is like the whole nature, cloudy, misty, and at times very little drizzle, yeah, that is at her way place. So what happened here, do you realize out of the 8 days, today is the 7th day, every day, morning, afternoon, good weather one. No rain, nothing. At night only rain. Yeah. So today it happened to be our first preliminary closing ceremony. So this affinity is going to help Kayamita a lot. Your Kuan Yin, like I say, is full of love, compassion, and her vow very powerful. So if you know how to pay respect, then rejoice, then thank Kuan Yin for the guidance, protection, and blessing. So after that, after you thank her, you continue to request for protection, guidance, and blessing. These are very important because Kuan Yin's nature very exceptional. Like this life, my form and mind, if not because of Kuan Yin, it would have died 3 times. But somehow, this nature that has this type of request, because not only this life, long, long ago, already with the understanding, my nature, every time it comes, I realize the form and mind is very fragile, very vulnerable, very easily destroyed. That's why you need this great being's protection. And they're really fantastic. Because that thing happened to me when I was 8 years old. Then I actually, after over the long period, I forgot about it. I almost died. Then there's like something miracle that basketball came back to me. I was swimming. Then I held on to it. And I was really shocked and relieved, but relieved. Because no way for the basketball to come back. I already went out, pushed the wave, and the basketball went off already. Then at the moment when I was don't know what to do. If I go forward, I know I will drown. If I swim back, I may not make it. I will also drown. At that instant, you really cannot understand. The basketball just flow back to me against the current. Then I just help you. Then relief. I went back to the shore, returned the basketball. From that day onward, I don't swim in the river anymore. You know what happened? 1989. After I connect, I have gratitude, I pay respect to Kuan Yin. That thing was 28 years ago, no? Or 27 years ago, no? At the age of 35. Suddenly when I pay respect, the vision of the basketball and me swimming came out again. No? How can it happen? I already forgot about the incident. No? Then immediately inside I knew, no, with a lot of joy, I have a lot of gratitude and I pay my respect, deeply pay my respect. Then I said, thank you so much. Then inside tell me, you have this request for the blessing, protection and guidance. That's why this thing happened. Then the other two were the same. Very funny one. That's why you don't think this is fairy tale. Really, to cultivate the way is as real as it can be. Because Kuan Yin has a very special nature. all the vow they can incorporate into nature's law. Kuan Yin don't have to be around to help everybody, but the nature's law will manifest and operate on its own. That's why you must have faith. And I realized a lot of Kaya Mita came to me because of Kuan Yin. Yeah. And do you know why? 1986, Kuan Yin was the one that put the triple gem on my hand and asked me to move fast. He said, not much time left. Then after that, everything happened. Yeah. So the way nature manifests, the way all this understanding come back to you, is not by chance. Everything already causes and condition planted. That's why there is such thing as a bodhisattva vow. And this is very unique one. People cannot understand, but it continues the cultivation for eons and eons and eons until perfection, fulfillment. That's why the Sama Sambuddha is no ordinary being. How can the Buddha has this type of understanding to teach 2,600 years ago when there is no technology to record all those things? And that time writing was not even there. Then how come this teaching can be passed down? And how come Bodhidharma go China? Then the Mahayana come about and all those things. So all these are causes and conditions that has evolved, understand? So when you understand causes and conditions, you understand the secret of life. You understand life, then you understand how cultivation can be like that. That's why you have the faith and you go all out. And you will transform. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we end.
Okay, dear brothers and sisters in the Dhamma, before we call it a day, shall we pay our respect and express our gratitude to Bratio by bowing 3 times? Bow. Bow. Bow.